heute der Podcast.
Hello everyone, I'm Valentina.
I'm Kenan.
And I'm Hannah. We are students at a school in Innsbruck, Austria, and we are going to talk about Bertha von Suttner and the differences between women in the 19th century and women today.
Let's start with a little summary of Bertha von Suttner's life. Bertha was born in today's Czech Republic, where she was raised by an aristocratic family. Later on, her family had problems making a living because her mother spent her money on gambling. When Bertha was 18, she was supposed to marry a 52-year-old baron. But her, being a feminist, she refused the arranged marriage.
Only a little bit later, she fell in love with the 7 years younger Arthur Gonzaga. In the beginning, they tried to keep it a secret, but when the family found out, the already married couple moved to Georgia. There, she wrote for Austrian newspapers and also wrote many books and novels. In the beginning, she was too scared to write down her real name, and so she used an alias.
As you might know, Bertha von Suttner was a pacifist, which means that she did everything for peace and was against war. She went to the USA and she delivered a lot of speeches in many American cities. She also was the first woman to be awarded the Peace Nobel Prize.
Now we will talk about everything that has changed since the 19th century. For example, in politics. Back then, women weren't allowed to vote, but today all women have the right to vote.
I'm sorry, but I think I disagree with you. In Afghanistan, for example, women aren't allowed to vote or go to school either.
That's right, but women don't have to stay at home and take care of the family, like it was in the 19th century, but are now allowed to work whatever they want, even top jobs.
I don't think that's so true either, because in Afghanistan, again, they aren't allowed to work, they have to stay at home, and top jobs is something like a no-go for them.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast and learned something about women in the 19th century and today.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.